Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. Best ways to make money making videos in 2017, and it's pretty much just three different points that I know that either I'm making a lot of money in these kind of areas, or I know about other people out there who are making a lot of money doing certain things, all based around making video content. So I figured I'd share these three different points with you guys. Without further ado, let's jump right into it. All right, so first up is pretty much how I make my actual living. This right here is like my safety net. I suppose you could say job. Obviously, it's not for one type of person, so it's definitely a job, but it's like kind of on a freelance basis, or definitely on a freelance basis, because I now have built up a variety of clients that I do consistent work for. You can definitely build yourself a very, very good income simply through freelance websites. This right here is definitely at the top of the list in terms of how you can make money simply making videos. Now, it really depends what type of videos your client is going to want. That's the situation right there. I've made infinite type of videos, man, honestly. I've made like cool stuff, which I was very into, for hip hop blogs, editing interviews for people. Like most recently, I have, I was actually brought on at the beginning of a kind of like documentary based YouTube channel to be the actual producer for this channel. So that pays really well, and that is consistent work. And that's kind of what you want in terms of the freelance sites, or at least that's what I kind of, decided to get out of these freelance websites, is just trying to build up a solid relationship with people who want work all the time. So like I said, you can just get kind of one-off gigs on these sites, but it's kind of best to try and get repeat customers and repeat clients who actually want to bring you onto an ongoing project of theirs. For example, like YouTube channels. I've made a video here telling YouTubers how you guys can easily get paid to edit YouTube videos simply by reaching out to YouTubers through freelance websites who are asking for editors to come on and edit for their channel. And if you show them that you are a YouTuber with a track record of making videos and putting out content, and you understand kind of the editing style that YouTube kind of has, very fast jump cuts and sound effects and stuff like that, then these people will bring you on 100%. Now, in terms of the actual site that you should be using, in terms of, you know, I mean, freelance websites is kind of vague. Upwork. I'm not gonna lie. Tell me in the comment section if you have any experience doing any other freelance websites other than Upwork. I personally do. I've fucked with Freelancer and a couple other ones, but they're all just weird, man. Like, they pretty much are. They're just all fiddly, and you have to bid on certain things and all this nonsense, which I just was all pretty confused by. And then when I actually went to Upwork. Upwork is honestly just so user-friendly. You just send a message, aka a proposal, to the person who has listed their job, and send your portfolio and all that sort of stuff, and if they like your work, they will hire you. So if you have a track record of loads of good work, which personally I had when I actually approached this website, then you're gonna get a lot of work out of these freelance websites. But personally, my personal favorite, like I said, is Upwork. I have a whole nother video on my channel all about Upwork. Freelancer's okay, I guess, but I don't really fuck with those websites at all. I just mess with Upwork. So mess with Upwork, trust me. Check, that's like the only video on my channel currently that's doing well, right? Like, check this. Like, all my videos have about 100, 200, 500, 600 views, 800 views, and my video about Upwork has 12,000 views, right? So you can kind of see the Upwork is probably somewhat reputable, you know what I mean? People mess with this website, believe me, all right? So check out Upwork. That would definitely be my first point, would be freelance websites. That's where I make the majority of my money, just for making videos for people. Moving to my second point of how I would suggest one of the best ways to make money making videos actually is, and this requires a different level of talent than maybe the first point was, and that would be freelance videography. Obviously, you've seen on my channel if you've been following it. If not, and you're just a new subscriber, this is something that I do consistently, and I would label it as my side hustle, all right? That's like my extra income. Doesn't really pay too many bills, but now it's getting to the point where the income is pretty solid. Obviously, I've had to put many, many months in working for low pay, sometimes even zero pay, but now it's gotten to the point where I can get a few $100. I say bucks because most of my audience is in America, but I'm actually in the UK, so it's a few £100. I've been doing this since February properly, like I've done little bits before, but freelance videography is kind of a bitch to get started and actually to create value in your product. But once you actually build, again, a clientele and just start getting yourself out there, the money can actually turn around and be really good. Now, it's pretty nice money. Obviously, it has to be coupled with something. It hasn't turned into a full-time income, which I would love to turn it into. I was in London on Halloween filming like the craziest Halloween party ever. Obviously, you guys maybe saw my vlog or maybe didn't that I went and filmed Future, a massive rapper. He was again in the same club that I filmed on Halloween. That right there is just extremely fun. My personal type of freelance videography is documenting club nights and events. Obviously, you might shoot different sort of stuff. You might make short films, you might make music videos, you might make anything, but there is solid money in freelance videography. However, it takes a long time to establish yourself. Overall, I've been doing freelance videography since kind of February, legitimately, properly. So it has taken like 10 months to actually get to the point where the money's okay. Still needs definitely improving, but you have to consistently work at this sort of stuff. The freelance website is definitely a much easier way to just get solid income very, very quickly. All right, and finally, this is a point that I'm personally not making any money off of whatsoever yet, but it's an area that I'm really interested in exploring. And me and my partner who do all the videography stuff that I'm involved with are about to start exploring this and kind of creating this kind of passive income for ourselves, again, through making videos. And this, I believe, is an amazing way to make money without really having to do too much as well, which is very interesting. And that is selling stock footage. I'm exploring which site I'm actually going to start on, but there's sites like VideoHive, Shutterstock, TopTal Marketplace. I think that's one, or is that a freelance site? Envato Marketplace, that's the one. That's the one I think I'm gonna start doing this on. But yes, selling stock footage can make you loads and loads of money, especially if you live in a unique location. For example, I'm in the countryside, so I believe that a lot of what's called production companies and freelancers are based in the city, so there's certain things that are around here that maybe they can't really step out onto their doorstep and just see. There's people that have built themselves such a nice passive income through selling stock footage. So that's the reason I put this right at the end, because the first two points on this list, I'm personally making a full-time living out of. The freelance videography, like I said, has now gotten to the point where I'm making okay money from it, but the freelance websites, that right there, I would advise everyone who wants to just make money making videos and who has some sort of talent, whether it be filming videos or editing videos or whatever, to get on these freelancer marketplaces, because you can make thousands and thousands of pounds a month at pretty much any age, literally sitting in your bedroom off of these websites. Hopefully you guys took a few pointers from this. I do have loads of other videos talking about similar topics on my channel, all based around how you can really start to make money with your video content, whether it be filming, editing, whatever. Also some other kind of tutorial style videos on my channel as well, which I'm exploring and kind of experimenting with. So check that out, but definitely all based around creating video content and also making money from your video content. So thanks for watching, guys. I've been Jackarist Jack Cole. If you enjoyed, like, comment, subscribe, all that sort of stuff. Have a nice day and goodbye. All right, thank you guys for finishing another episode of the Make Money Making Videos podcast. By all means, give me some feedback over on the YouTube comment page telling me if you're actually transitioning to listening to the podcast, the audio version, more than the visual version. Obviously, you could do more. You could actually be working and listening to this. You could be walking the dog listening to this. You could be doing any number of things listening to this. It's much more time efficient. Tell me if this is working out for you. Thank you for watching.